Indonesia for 2 days from May 27th to May 29th, 2025. Preparations for Macron's visit were discussed during a meeting between the Ambassador of French Republic, Fabien Panone, and the Secretary of Indonesian Cabinet, Dedi Indrawijaya, on Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. The meeting at the Indonesian Cabinet Secretariat building discussed technical and substantial coordination ahead of President Macron's visit. Has issued a statement saying that it is involved in Operation Starving Pemen or SAX. Head of Attorney General Legal Information Center, Hadi Sirega, said one of the efforts includes deploying intelligence instruments. The use of intelligence, Hadi said, is carried out at the level of preventing SAX behavior or Pemenisme. Hadi said that AGO has intelligence instruments that will continue to enhance the process of socializing with community organizations, stated at the Attorney General Office, South Jakarta, Wednesday, May 14th. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita mesra-mesraannya kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang
Indonesia. Bakar batu, according to Stern, Apple is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua. You know what time it is? Here's quote of the day. Only those who dare to fall are brave enough to start anew. Setsu Karno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. For sure. Right now, dear listeners, the Indonesian Ministry, I have information about the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture that stated the government is exploring new palm oil export markets to mitigate the India-Pakistan conflict. The Ministry's Palm Oil and Other Plantation Crops Director, Arbi Prattono, said that potential target markets include African countries such as Egypt and South Africa, as well as East Asian nations. Arbi Prattono emphasized that Indonesia, one of the world's leading palm oil producers, must be more adaptive in promoting and marketing its palm oil products. Arbi added that this matter must be the focus of all relevant stakeholders. However, the Ministry has yet to see a significant impact from the India-Pakistan conflict on Indonesia's palm oil exports. Nevertheless, the Ministry acknowledged the potential influence of this conflict in the future and considers penetration into the new markets a crucial mitigation measure. It's really good to know that the Indonesia's government are trying to avoid or mitigate a possible conflict because of the India-Pakistan conflict. And of course, we, Voice of Indonesia, will be bringing you more good news from Indonesia and across the world, so stay tuned. tourism location, including one of them is, you may never heard of it, it's called Lebak. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with Raja Ampat, Bali, Labuan Bajo, but what we have here is Lebak. It is an exotic cultural and tourism wonders. Discover the rich heritage and captivating landscape of Lebak. It's in Banten province, where tradition and natural beauty blend to create an unforgettable experience. Lebak Regency has been increasingly establishing itself as a captivating tourist destination. Spanning a considerable area of approximately 3,100 hectares, this region boasts a wealth of both cultural richness and stunning natural beauty. Strategically located and bordered by Serang, Tangerang, Bogor, Sukabumi, and the Indian Ocean, Lebak boasts a strategic position, comprising 28 sub-districts, over 340 villages, and 5 urban villages. Lebak offers rich cultural and natural diversity. So, in Lebak, they still have a lot of urban villages, so if you really want to taste the very unique and authentic cultural richness of Indonesia, you for sure can go to Lebak. And not only that, yeah, it's very culturally rich, but it also offers a beautiful and breathtaking views of beaches and also mountains. So make sure if you are visiting Indonesia, make sure to check out Lebak in Tangerang.
Thank you.
or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia. Besides being famous for the city of Sleem, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tiny topping or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since much of my kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hardworking artists trying harder to make tiny topping Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar Village, Gempol District, around 10 km away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third week, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topping dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topping dancers for events, so I really love topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topping artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we get a party. And once we sold that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
At that time, Tari Topping only released its independence day instead of in neighboring unique communities. Then it went to the national level, at last Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topping in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance, because I have become dancer and clapon since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topping that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topping.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did and achieved it. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
So basically, I'm allowed to do that. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakukan email. It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Because I have fought so hard, I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in the family because of her husband, the theory ranking held, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
I have never set tariff. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got mine to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they start an event budget, I set tariff.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topping well is one of happiest things for her.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topping.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Pacirebonan without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topping under growing old expressed her hope.
I hope art and culture, particularly Topping Cirebon, do not extinct. I taught my
really hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
When viewers do not see the result first, I want that every area realizes its potential and is hoping to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nice hope for how to preserve study topping gain a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed. Even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take down to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like the Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of study topping artists shows more progress. Topping art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Harjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro, melakukan pembinaan.
Study topping maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topping is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topping in Cirebon. Topping festivals and training look so obvious. And even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian National Army has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? And here is the explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Kristomi Siantori.
Our concept of cyber threat and could cause the partnership the increased number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, external terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the generals also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber threats. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber threat region can gather intelligence and on potential expert risks, supporting the PNI military operations. The PNI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the truth is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, both sides of defense, that is things the two core that we need to be focused on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. Our cyber security expertise, we need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesian national cyber security strategy. And the other reason is that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cyber Security Board and regional security initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division something like that, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either it is military operation for war, or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security efforts.
More detail about it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Oh,
radio are popular in Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.